So, Danny, first of all then, Ryan McLaughlin, why him?
Enthusiastic, quick, very, very talented footballer for a young age. You're a fledgling in football and got a great future, you know. And he's been on the radar for quite a while, and I'm just delighted at Liverpool and Brendan will give us the opportunity to let him come out on loan, and hopefully he'll be longer than the month, you know. And with a bit of luck, he'll settle in very quickly and have the performances that we're looking forward to.
Why do you feel that particular area of the team needed strengthening?
We've got no strength there. That's basically it. We haven't got anything there. You know, we're playing Martin Craney there. It looks like Scott Wiseman will leave us, you know. So in that respect, you know, we need to bring somebody in. And we didn't feel at the club at the moment in time there was anybody there, you know. So that was a priority for us.
When do you think the Wiseman transfer will go through?
It's imminent. I would think he'll take up the option maybe today, I would think. If not today, then certainly over the weekend. But obviously, you know, he's not with the club anymore now. We wish him all the best. It's the way things work out in football, unfortunately, you know. And as I said before, we need to freshen things up. And I think young Ryan will give us that. He's bright as a button, you know. He's a fantastic young kid. So I'm looking forward to working with him.
I wonder how significant it is, because sometimes people get loan players and the bigger club is looking to move them on or what have you. How significant it is that they've just offered him, or he's recently signed, a new contract there?
Well, that's how highly they think of him. You know, I think that you know, no matter who you speak to within the Liverpool Football Club, you know, they speak highly of him, not just as a player but as a person as well. And we like that type of character as well. You know, we need the characters in the dressing room and in the club, you know, because that type of character will help us get the results that we need. So yeah, I think he's highly regarded at the club, and I'm sure that's why they've offered him a new contract. But again, it's like everything, you know, some of the young lads do need the games at a high level, and none better than at the Championship level for him.
So in terms of other business, how likely is it that you'll be able to do anything else between now and the game tomorrow?
It's unlikely, but you never say never, do you? You know, things can happen quickly, I don't know, but it's unlikely for Saturday at this stage now as I'm talking, but certainly by next week I'm hoping we'll have some more movement.
What about outs then? I mean, how likely is it that players or further players, Wiseman aside, will leave the football club in the next week or so then, I suppose?
Again, you know, you can't really say, but I'm sure there will be some movement. You know, there's a little bit of interest in one or two of the players. So we'll just have to sit down and balance ourselves out. You know, the one thing we're not going to do is get rid of players that are highly thought of at the club, you know, and who we feel can help us to push forward. But there might be fringe players that are not playing, you know, so that might be an area where we have to consider greatly, because, you know, we have to balance, you know, the budget, and it's not easy to follow that, you know, you can't keep bringing players in and not release anybody, and that's the way we are at the moment. But at the same time, you know, bringing them in is the hardest part more than anything, you know, is to get them in. And I think once we can start doing that, then we can start looking the other side of it.
Right. So the interest you've received then, is that interest in players you'd be quite happy to sort of get some football elsewhere?
Yes, in one respect, yeah. I think it's fair to say, yeah. No, it's as I said before, you know, Andy, I think we're coming in. There's some tough decisions to be made, you know, and I think they won't be popular decisions in some cases, but they have to be made. You know, we're sat at the bottom of the league at the moment in time. You know, the realism is that's where we are, and there has to be some hard decisions, and but we do them for the good of the club. And, you know, as I said before, you know, it's the popularity contests are not what we're going to stay up with, you know, but we will stay up with hard points, and that's what we have to try and achieve and get the right players in that we feel can do that for us.
Part of the reason I phrased the question in the way I did is, well, you know, this time of the year, there's been speculation about Chris O'Grady, Luke Steele as well, actually, and Nottingham Forest. Has there been any contact whatsoever regarding those players?
Absolutely not. We've had nothing whatsoever, no. No. There've been the fringe players we've had a few phone calls about. Certainly on those two areas, definitely not, no.
Do you have appreciate the easy answer is to say all areas, but if there's one area of the team you would like to strengthen perhaps most quickly, is that perhaps midfield then, or do you have one?
Yes, it's an area. Listen, the two areas that causes us problems at this moment in time is conceding goals and scoring them. You know, that. So any team that has those problems, you can see, you know, where they stand in the league, and we can't argue with the facts. We've conceded far too many goals and not scored half enough. you know, so they're the two ends of the pitch. You know, we have to be mindful of that. But I have to say, it's not always the areas that stand out that are the problems. It's not the back four, and it may be not just the odd striker. You know, there's a whole team ethic to take into account as to why that happens. And I think we have to address those areas. And it could be midfield that might just be the help to us. You know, it could be a wide area that could be a help to us. We're hoping that the fullback area helps us, as I said, with young Ryan. So, you know, it doesn't stand out in my eyes a lot of the times like it does with some people, because it's not necessarily those back four that are to point the finger at all the time, or an individual striker. You know, sometimes you need a bit of help. Sometimes you need some more strength in front of them.
I'm told you're having a look at Liam Lawrence. Where are things at with him?
Positive. They're very positive. He's trained with us for a week or so now. I like what I see. He's a very hungry player. He's still got a lot to offer. He's still at a very young age of 32. You know, I don't think he's even in his prime yet. I think he's got a great things to offer us. Yeah, I mean, you see lots of players coming into the prime in middle 30s. You know, and Liam looks like he could be one of those. But I just think his experience and his commitment and his attitude is what we like about him. And we're hoping we can be able to push something through on that one. But really, that's down to other areas at this moment in time, and particularly away from the club.
Right. Meaning what sort of clearance?
Well, he's still under contract with Park, which is in Greece. So he has a contract with them. That needs sorting out from his end, you know. And as soon as they can do that, then hopefully we'll be able to do something with him.
Right. So that'll be next week as well. Then I would imagine.
I would hope it'd be before that, but yes, possibly next week. Yeah.
Just moving on, obviously, several players have returned to the club recently, having had loan spells away. McNulty's one or two others as well. Jennings, although he was on the bench the other day. Do they have much of a future here? Are they still going to be used going forward in the team?
Well, those are the fringe players I'm talking about, you know, that we've had interest from. You know, really, or not whether or not we do anything with them is down to the clubs that have shown the interest. But as I said, if we have to move people around, we do. You know, and I think for the boys as well, it's pointless these lads sat here and not kicking a ball for us. You know, they're good pros in a lot of respects. You know, they need to be playing first team football. So in those terms, you know, we'll sit down and talk and be honest with each other. That's the main thing. We just got to be straight with the boys and them straight with us. You know, and if it means that they move on, they move on. Young Jennings, he's unfortunately picked up an injury yesterday in training with his heel. He had it apparently before when he was at MK Dons. So I don't think he's going to be available to us at the weekend. He was very much in my mind, but he's not. He's been taken away, unfortunately, now. So, but for the rest of them, like I said before, they're the ones who may be showing a club showing interest in.
Right, and also I suppose in a similar bracket, in the probably about 12 months or so ago, Barnsley were using various different younger players of varying different degrees of note. Paul Digby's one who really did ever so well. As you assess the squad, are they part of things this season, or are they ones you're prepared to just say, look, hang on a minute, you might get your chance next year?
They're very much part of it. I think the ones you're talking about, you know, and the lads who possibly haven't been available to us through injury more than anything, are starting to come back as well. And sometimes that youthfulness has no fear, you know, and no matter what position you're in the league, they tend to go out and just throw the shackles off and play, you know, and that youthfulness is good at times, enthusiasm. And it can help you, you know. So I'm not dismissing that at all. You know, if we feel that they can benefit us, then they'll be playing. Don't worry about that.
So Charlton, then, as a challenge, what do you make of them right now?
I think they're a very similar position to us at the moment in time. I think, you know, they have had a lot of injuries, I have to admit, and I think Chris has stated that himself. But it's like a lot of teams down that bottom area. You know, you just can't seem to put three or four results together that gets you out of the trouble. And I think they're very much in the area where we are, you know. And although they're a few points above us, I still feel that, you know, they're a team that we have to try and target, really, you know, that to try and get up there and level with them on points if we can. Pressure is really on the home team at this moment in time. You know, they play at home this weekend. You know, they've had a couple of games cancelled because of the pitch, which I think is okay at this moment. You know, but, you know, the expectation is high from them being at home. So we can go there, nice and relaxed, go and play our football, see what it brings. We've had a couple of great results away from home against informed teams at the moment, as you know. So this is another tough game to go to, but something that doesn't faze us. You know, we're going down there full of confidence.
And how much sort of heart can you take from that? And I suppose the one I've seen in Leeds as a performance, that there are actually players here you can trust a little bit, because otherwise it starts to look a bit desperate at times.
Well, this is what I'm saying, you know, because we're making changes does not mean to say that, you know, we haven't got players here who can still, you know, cut the mustard. And I think that, you know, one or two of these boys are still, you know, still very, very important to us, more than one or two. And I think that, you know, we just have to get the blend right, you know, and I think if we can do that, you know, even the ones that possibly don't play this weekend will still be involved in the coming games. You know, that's important to us. I think we have to make sure we emphasise that. You know, this is not a doom and gloom area of everybody's just going to leave the club because they're a bottom of the league, because it's not that. It's about confidence, and players playing with confidence can show, you know, crikey, how come you didn't show that 2 or 3 weeks ago? But it's about results, and as soon as we start picking a few wins up, you know, I'm sure we'll see different players out there and players showing exactly why they've been brought to the club.
I know we spoke recently that the root cause of the problem is not necessarily the reason for the headline problem, if you like, but you could do with those strikers scoring, because they've not really found the net much since October.
Well, they haven't, you know, and like I said to you before, it's not necessarily down to themselves. You know, we have to be responsible to supply some chances for them as well, and I think in key areas at times we haven't produced, you know, and I think there's a little bit of hesitancy, you know, when things aren't going particularly well for you, you hesitate either in front of goal or taking a shot or putting a cross in. And you prefer to pass it to somebody else, and I think we have to put that responsibility back on those players again and say, come on, hey, it doesn't matter if you miss, it doesn't matter if the ball doesn't go exactly where you are, but keep trying, because you'll get better and better, and all of a sudden you'll get people going into key areas because they're expecting the ball to be in there, and it is the old one, you say, you know, it's a catch 22. But we made sure that, and we're trying to make sure that when players get in certain positions, they produce balls where strikers are expecting to be on the end of, and I think it's just that there's little things in games that, you know, that do change the course of matches, and I think that from somebody putting a cross in rather than playing it back to a full back, you know, that might be the cause of it.
Just finally then, in terms of actual injury problems, do you have any for the trip to the Valley?
Well, like I said, Jennings is he's been ruled out. Apart from that, no, we look like we're okay. Luke Steele still got a little bit of a problem with his groin, but I'm hoping he'll be okay. Apart from that, I think we're okay.
Fans who get in touch with us wonder about Lewin Niatenga and where he is in sort of the pecking order for selection. And part of that perhaps is some of them might feel that Tom Kennedy's not really doing it right now. So Lewin Niatenga, where's he in your thoughts?
He's very much in my thoughts. He played the first game as I came to Leeds. So obviously he's very much in our thoughts. I think the sad thing about it, unfortunate thing about it, I should say, is that he got an injury straight away. And that ruled him out. But I have to say, Tom Kennedy's done well. You know, I'll disagree with people who have been in the bonnet about him. I think at times he's done very well, and I thought he did very well the first half against Coventry. I thought he played quite well there. He played very well at Birmingham. So I've not got a problem with that. You know, people have opinions, yeah, I'm sure they have, and they'll have their favourites, I'm sure they have. And like I said before, when decisions are made, they're not always popular ones, but they're for the good of the team. And if I feel that Tom Kennedy or Lewin plays, they will play, you know, but it will be nothing other than based on their ability in certain games.
Just actually, finally, this time, I read that you're having a look at a young player from Manchester City, Hale. What are your thoughts on him? Is that for sort of now, or is that possibly for later?
No, it's not for now. This is for later down the line. He's going into the academy and going to have a good look. And I think from that perspective, it's not really something that we're looking to do or introduce him in the first team. But who knows what goes around? You know, he might just break through even now. You never know. But it's not something that we're thinking about directly. It's more in a future one.